From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union calls for an end to fighting in Ukraine. The EU says the fighting in eastern Ukraine represents the most serious breach of February's ceasefire so far. Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, meanwhile, has told the Ukrainian parliament that there are 9,000 Russian troops in rebel-controlled areas of eastern Ukraine, and he warned the country must be on alert for a large-scale attack. Top American defense officials and diplomats will gather Friday in Stuttgart, Germany. They will discuss how to counter Russian military actions in Ukraine. Ghana's president says the death toll from a gas station explosion in the capital and widespread flooding has increased to 150 people. John Mahama told journalists Thursday evening that the country will observe 3 days of mourning for the victims and that the government will allocate about $12 million for relief operations and to repair damaged infrastructure. Reports from the scene say the explosion and resulting fire took place at a gas station and spread to nearby buildings in central Accra. The federal agency responsible for collecting background and issuing security clearances for millions of U.S. government employees is reporting a cyber attack. The Office of Personnel Management said Thursday as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected. Law enforcement officials tell various media they believe hackers in China were behind the attack. Rescuers in central China have recovered dozens of bodies from a sunken passenger ship. That ship collapsed Monday in the Yangtze River. The official Xinhua news agency says 39 bodies were found. This is VOA News. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi in Germany next week on the sidelines of a Group of Seven summit. Meanwhile, the United Nations is appealing to the international community for $500 million to maintain its humanitarian operations in Iraq. Outgoing FIFA President Sepp Blatter held talks Thursday with the head of the organization's compliance and audit committee on reforming football's governing body. In a statement Thursday, Blatter said he had a constructive meeting with Domenico Scala to establish a framework for action and a timetable. He said he wants a comprehensive reform program and is aware that only FIFA's Congress can pass such reforms. The latest candidate to throw his hat into the ring for the Republican presidential nomination is former Governor Rick Perry of Texas. Jim Malone reports.
Surrounded by family and supporters, Rick Perry announced his candidacy in his home state of Texas. Perry focused much of his statement on what he believes are the foreign policy failings of President Barack Obama, including the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq and the rise of the Islamic State.
We don't have to settle for a world in chaos and an America that it shrinks from its responsibilities.
Perry is the latest of several Republicans to join the 2016 race in recent days. Jim Malone, Washington.
Meanwhile, Florida Governor Jeb Bush sent out a tweet saying he will formally enter the race for the 2016 Republican nomination on June 15th. The first four asylum seekers who have been held on Australia's behalf on the Pacific island of Nauru arrived in Cambodia early Wednesday. Cambodia has agreed to take in those denied resettlement in Australia. Robert Carmichael reports.
In the end, it wasn't only the details behind this controversial deal that were shrouded in secrecy. The very arrival of the four asylum seekers in Phnom Penh on Thursday was kept out of sight of the media, and they left Phnom Penh's airport in a minivan whose windows were curtained off. The four people, an Iranian couple, a second man also from Iran, and an ethnic Rohingya man from Myanmar, were taken to a house in the capital where they will be housed for the next year. Under the controversial deal, Australia will pay all resettlement costs for a year. Those who accept will receive thousands of dollars in cash, language and skills training, and health insurance. Robert Carmichael, Phnom Penh.
A new study by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says oil extraction from the method known as fracking poses no widespread danger to the country's drinking water supplies. Environmentalists say fracking is dirty and dangerous. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day lower. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.